Guys, good evening. We're going to be picking up lesson four today from where we left off, but we'll do a quick recap, but let's open in prayer first. Lord, we thank you for tonight and that you kept us safe through this tornado and these storms that were coming our way, and we thank you that we're all here safe, and those that maybe had damage or any other issues, that you'd be able to help them and guide them through, and those that are lost that we're contemplating during all that. Maybe we use this to glorify you and be able to find salvation. We ask that you keep us safe here tonight and that you be able to help us with our prayers and our learning as well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So we're on lesson four, Journeying to Stress-Free Living. It's titled Strangling the Stress of Waiting. We're going to do a quick recap. And there was a discussion last time of waiting with expectation and how Paul was in jail and he wanted nothing more than to magnify Christ in whatever circumstance he was able to endeavor. That was his main goal. And he had this expectation that whether in life or in death, that God would be glorified. And that was what he really truly wanted to do. And we also discussed the be ready for the if-nots, and we talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how they told the king that that the Lord would be able to save them from the fiery furnace in Daniel 3:17, but they also told him in verse 18 that if they weren't, I mean, it would be up to God, and that he would still get the glory for that as well. So I think we should keep that in mind, that we have our own expectations for what should happen and how it should go, but God has his own way and his own path. And Paul was focused on Christ, and he knew that God would lead him in the right way. And then we've continued on. Let me see here. Going on to waiting with motivation, and we were reading about Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And again, his focus was towards God, that no matter what circumstance he went through and no matter what happened to him, you can't take away your salvation, you can't take away his goal and his focus. And so moving along through kind of where we left off, we have Ecclesiastes 2:17, therefore I hated life because I the work is wrought under the sun, it's grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. We can take back the motivation that Paul had focused on Christ, whereas Solomon was focused on more pleasure and power and prestige, and in the end all of that was to vanity, and he understood that, and he was miserable. And so I think we should remember that we should be like Paul and continue to have our focus on Christ and be able to go in that way. Let's see here. You can also look at Matthew 6:20, but lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, neither moth nor rust destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. If you know the Lord and you know your focus and you know where you're going in your life with him, all these things of cars and degrees and titles and other things that the world tries to obtain are only earthly things, and you can't bring them with you. Paul knew that the essence of life was to have a relationship with Christ that would be so close that it wouldn't matter whether he was alive or dead, but he would just be with him. And he was unashamed of his walk in the ministry with God. And Philippians 1:22, but if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet I should choose I wot not. Paul doesn't really know, I mean, he knows what he wants to do. He wants to follow Christ, but in this circumstance, you know, he's in prison and he's chained to these guards, and he just simply wants to do what God wants and to lead him in that way. And he's kind of stuck. He wants to be free, and to be with the Lord, but he also understands that the Philippians could benefit from his presence in the ministry to work, to be able to build more churches, spread opportunities to those that are in the population and lead them to salvation and provide support for those that are already alive, already saved and born again. And then, so he also understood that the choice wasn't his really to choose. It was God's to choose whether or not he would live or die. And ultimately, he was released from prison. But he, at that point, he didn't know, and he simply just wanted to glorify God. And let me see, where else are we here? I think I missed some of my stuff here, guys. Oh, I guess we could. Okay, sorry, guys. A couple other verses that I was just looking through is 2 Corinthians 10:11. Let such as one think is. That such as we are in the word and the letters, we are absent, such we will also be present indeed when we're present. There were some that were thinking that Paul's letters were much better than his verbal speech. And I think that's kind of interesting that we should be able to be who we are today on Wednesday as well as we are on Tuesday and Thursday and any other day. He was talking mainly about writing and speaking, but I think we could probably take that to that we should not be different people on Sunday or Wednesday and be the same that we are all week to be able to exemplify him. And then we can move along to Philippians 1:23, for I am in a strait betwixt between having the desire to depart and be with Christ, and which is far better to be with him. And depart, as in our study shows, as a ship would be stuck in a port, and when you let those ropes go, the boat is able to go to where it needs to go. And he knew where he was going. He was focused on Christ. And so I think we can take a lot from that to be able to follow Paul and be able to be focused. It's easy in life to be caught astray and to go our own way and to work at things that really don't matter as eternity, but we should continue to follow and keep our focus on God. And this, if you look at the word betwixt, it's hard pressed. He was stuck between two walls. He couldn't move ahead. He can only move ahead. He couldn't go to the left or to the right. But he didn't know where he was going to go, and likewise we don't know exactly where we will be today, tomorrow, or later on through the year even, but we have to be like Paul and continue to rest and rely on God to be able to direct our path. And it's with his intimate relationship with Christ that he's able to be closer to him. However, he still wanted to be with Christ in heaven, but He just continued to want to keep moving ahead. And I think if we can think of him being in prison, chained up to these guards and not being able to go anywhere else, I think we could get kind of stuck and lost, maybe even. I'm sure that he had moments where he thought that he was going to die and he wasn't going to see his other fellow believers or anyone else. But he kept close to God and kept praying and kept his relationship to be able to see him through. And I think we can, over the last 2 years with all the COVID, I think we can kind of put ourselves in a similar situation where we were also stuck and, you know, we had to refocus ourselves and things that were important to us, we were able to reassess and find out that those things really aren't as important as we thought they were. And I think despite none of us like any of our troubles, and we don't like, in his case, he's in prison, but he's hoping to get out and be able to continue the work. He wasn't afraid to continue to spread the gospel. He was being bold, and he was Christ-focused, which I think you can't take that away from a person if they truly believe. So I think we need to continue to be like him and continue to move forward. Also, you could look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 2, that we grow in earnestly desiring to be clothed with our house, which is from heaven. I think also 2 Corinthians 5, 8, we're confident. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. I think we all have to remember that we want to be with God, and that's really our desire, and that's our end goal, but we have to continue to move along and do his work here on earth. And Philippians 1:24, moving along, nevertheless, to abide in flesh is more needful for you. Again, Paul wanted to be with God, and he also knew that the Philippians needed him as well. And again, he is torn between the two. He just wanted to give glory and all that he could do. And Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for the season we shall reap if we faint not. If we can take the time to think about Noah waiting 120 years and Abraham 25, and we all just came through COVID just waiting two and a half years, and I think a lot of us were kind of spent with all of that. And I think we can be encouraged that the biblical men before us were able to keep strong and keep with the Lord, and we can be like them and learn from them as well and continue to spread the word and keep focused on God. Along with life, there's a few things we have to keep in mind, that it's easy to be busy and get led astray, and we can easily lose sight of our main goal, which should be eternity with Christ. We can't bring these things that we've gained here on earth to heaven, but we should have to think that we have to stand before Christ and that he'll judge us for how we were here on this earth and then the opportunities that we either took or we didn't take with him. And another thing we should be aware of is desiring to be in heaven. I think, like I said, that I think we all want to be there. We all want God. I think we can think of the way that the world is now, and I think we'd all rather be caught up and hear the trumpet and fly out of here than have to deal with what we're doing. But we still have a purpose here. We're still alive. We're still breathing. And God has a purpose and a plan. And we need to keep moving ahead. In Philippians 1:25, and having confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you for all furtherance and joy in the faith. And furtherance meaning progress, that we continue to move along. Paul believes that God will allow him to live and continue to help others believe and find faith, whether he's in or out of prison. To him, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I think he had a desire that he'd rather be with the Lord, but he understood that whatever the path that he had to take, that he would follow the Lord's will. And then 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Like I said before, the Lord has a purpose and a plan. Paul was waiting. He continued to preach from prison to either the guards or to the other prisoners. And I think I think we could appreciate what he might have felt like, and like what we felt like during through COVID, that we have obstacles and trials, but yet he wasn't discouraged and he kept moving along. moving back in Philippians on Philippians 1:20, according to my earnest expectations and my hope that I have nothing, I shall be ashamed, that with all boldness, as always, so now Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Again, he knew that as long as he was in prison, he wouldn't die. He'd be able to at least use that opportunity to spread the gospel and do God's will. But he knew that the Lord would oversee him and guide him as well. And as long as he followed what he was supposed to do and what he felt the Lord wanted him to do, God would be magnified in that. And you can also look at Philippians 2:7. Yea, if I be offered up upon a sacrifice of service to faith, I joy and rejoice with all of you. Paul has eager expectations that he was living for Christ, and he is not ashamed of how he was acting or representing the body. And he knew his eternal destination, and he was going to continue to spread the gospel. And the last portion of the chapter, moving towards the end, Philippians 1:26, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by coming to you again. Paul knew that the Philippians would gain strength when and if he was released from prison, which he was, by knowing that their prayers were answered, and that would have, of course, strengthened their faith and kept them believing and working hard towards the Lord. He also knew as long as he was alive, he had work to do, and he was going to continue to minister. He offered himself, like if someone is thirsty, we offer them water, and he was able to offer himself and sacrifice himself and his ministry for those that he came into contact with. We can read in Psalms 130:51, I wait for the Lord, for my soul doth wait, and in his word I do hope. And as the author of the study was discussing or has mentioned, you can wait like a mushroom a couple of days, or you can wait like an oak tree for 60 or greater years. So in closing, though I did fly through this, on chapter 4, strangling the stress and waiting, we need to do three things. We need to wait with expectation, having fellowship with Christ so that your joy may be filled. Paul wanted to live for Christ, but he also knew that if he were to die, he'd be unashamed before the Lord. We should also wait with motivation. Again, we talked about the difference between Paul and Solomon and how Paul was focused more on Christ and Solomon was motivated by pleasure, and he realized that was all vanity and he was miserable. So I think we should probably be like Paul and keep our focus to Christ. And we need to wait while making a donation, and he offered his life, really. I mean, he was willing to continue to live for Christ no matter what the circumstance and what the repercussions were. He was willing to continue to spread the word. Even if he was released from prison, he was going to continue to spread the gospel to those that were lost. So I think we have to live for Christ while we're here on earth. We have to help our fellow believers and complete the work that we do here for God's glory. We've each been given gifts that we need to use to be able to touch those that are lost and be able to be good witnesses to those around us and live in a way that you're not ashamed for your witness. And I think that's the end of what I did. I was quicker than I thought, but hopefully you guys were able to keep up. So I think that's it for tonight. We have Sunday service at 10, and we have our Bible study in the morning, Sunday morning as well. And then on Wednesday, Tyler will be leading us in our study then. So we'll see you then.